It is time now for Campus Connection, when we check in with people with the Petersburg School District to see what's on the agenda for tonight's school board meeting. So joining me now in the studio, I have two school board members, Sarah Holmgren and Cheryl Feil. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Hello.
So one thing on the school board agenda for tonight's meeting is the fall budget revision. And from what I understand, this is an annual thing, so it's not any surprise, but what do you think about the way it looks?
It's looking pretty good. This is Sarah. It's looking pretty good. They're just making some of the adjustments that now that we have our full student count, we knew what money we're getting from the state. And so some of those adjustments, as well as some of the federal money we get. So it's really more of an adjustment of final numbers that we know exactly how much money we're getting and making those adjustments to the different departments. So it's pretty standard to have one. I think we have at least another one in the springtime for similar reasons, as grant money comes in and goes out. So, so it's just pretty taking care of paperwork.
Yeah. And I hear you, there'll be a little extra money for some student services. I was told it's going to go to teaching supplies, professional development, and technology.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't
good.
Know if you have any details. I think that's the principals that decide those details, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we're trying to move a few years ago too, so that you had a budget per building, so that there was more of a sense of where everything was being spent and the needs were, instead of just one giant budget for the entire district. So I believe what the principals were told, this is how much money you have to work with. And then they were able to figure out what the needs were. And especially then if you have a little extra money, where are some of the places you had to skim or, be a little tighter than you would ideally like to be. And so that's probably where they're making those adjustments then for those three categories.
All right. And the agenda, it doesn't look really that long. I mean, of course, the packet is like 64 pages, but most of that is numbers.
Right.
Detailing that budget revision. I did notice there's a personnel hire for the approval of a preschool instructional assistant. And I was wondering if the school district doesn't have a preschool, right? But is it the school district works with some of the preschools in town, or how does that work?
Sorry. Sarah and I were just discussing that out before we walked in. We get certain amount of money. So we have instructors in the preschool that help out with the kids, and we get grants and certain money to help out with that. So when they come in to, I'm not sure, come into our school, I mean the regular school, they're a little bit better, and then that'll carry on for that kid throughout their.
It tends to be for intense in terms of they have specific needs, special needs, whether it's academics or you have some kids that might be on autism spectrum or something like that, so that that way you're kind of preparing them for school, and then the school district is aware of what students their needs be once they start in kindergarten. So I believe it's federal money that comes, and so that's how we can use it, is getting those aides that would be in the K through 12 aware of what's going on in the preschools. And I believe it's also at Good Beginnings. They use both preschools in town. They can go to either one, depending on where the need is.
It's pretty great that everybody works together that way.
Yes, it is.
I know the Children's Center and the Good Beginnings works together. There's students mm-hmm. that just kind of go back and forth between the two. And
Yeah. There's a lot of fluid there.
Yeah. Also, as usual, the meeting tonight will have reports from everyone. So it's a nice way for people to hear from the superintendent on what she thinks has been going on since the last meeting, and then, highlighting district things. And then also all the principals will give a report,
right,
and the maintenance director, Dan Tate, will give a report. And then we have who else?
Activities. Oh,
yeah. Jamie Cabral.
And then both principals. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did find out Dan Tate won't be there just because he got called to jury duty in Ketchikan, but he gave us a written report of just some highlights. And it sounds like one of them will be the boiler refitting that we were hoping to do. Those fittings don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they don't make the fittings anymore for our boiler type. So we'll probably have to get a new boiler, mm-hmm. and they're sent out bids to hopefully we'll get it done by March. Hopefully. We'll see.
Bid process by January, installation over spring break. And he did say that the cost difference between the retrofitting and a brand new boiler is $10,000 to $15,000 more, but the life of the new boiler is 35 years. So that's, I guess
that's quite
good
an
news.
Investment. Yeah, yeah,
it's a good
investment.
Right. It was just his maintenance report will be submitted. I imagine someone will just read it. It's not real long, but then that way the public can hear it as well. So yeah, he's off to do his public duty in Ketchikan. Yeah.
So the agenda. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on in terms of the agenda? I know. The meeting starts at 7 as usual, mm-hmm. but then there's actually something happening just prior to the meeting. We won't be airing it on KFSK. We're going to start at 7 to air the meeting, but then there's a student recognition that's happening at 6:15, and there's a whole list of students.
Right. It's from last year from track and field. Actually, I have the list. It's a huge list. It goes all the way back from the state championship for track and field, Region 5 winners, cross country, student of the month, October student of the month, swimming champ, region winners, state winners. Oh my gosh. And honor band, honor choir, all state band. It's just amazing. And then wrestling is two on there, I think.
And that's at 6:15, so it's open to the public if people want to come for that.
And we have pizza. We give the kids pizza and hand out certificates. And
it's kind of a nice time to recognize them.
Let them know that we appreciate them and we do recognize them.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So 6:15 and then the meeting at 7. Anything else that you think parents should know about before
we
go?
Well, they might know on some of our upcoming dates and meetings. Last night was the high school music concert, so unfortunately, if you missed that, you missed it. But we do have, it looks like, the middle school music concert on the 18th at 7 p.m. There's also the kindergarten concert at 12:45 on the 18th, which I believe is Thursday.
Which is always very cute.
Yes. And then the elementary Christmas sing-along, which is Friday morning in the auditorium at 9:30. So, and then, of course, we have Christmas vacation begins a week from yesterday. So this is the last week for kids for 2 weeks.
And there is a little bit of informational that Jamie Cabral is going to talk about state travel funding and how it works, because there's always a question when state travel comes up of what the school pays for, what they don't, what parents. People are always confused. So we're going to have him come and have a just explain it a little better. So
that's be interesting.
Anybody needs to know.
There's a lot of travel.
There is a lot of travel.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing all that information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to the news and the Campus Connection. Stay tuned. We have Shane Lohr here to DJ Street Beat. Have a great afternoon.